Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCB KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the founder and executive director of Compassion It, Sarah Shire. She'll be Northwest Missouri State University's Fall Ploughhoff speaker. She'll be speaking next Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Student Union on the Northwest campus. Sarah, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your group, Compassion It.
Compassion It is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to inspire daily compassionate actions and attitudes. So we want people to act with compassion every day, and we also want people to realize that every single person on the planet deserves compassion.
I don't want to take anything away from your speech next week or steal any of your thunder during this conversation, but I'm curious, how do you convey the need for compassion in today's society when it seems like America in general is very polarized right now, to the point where we're sometimes at each other's throats over things?
That's a really good question. And I will say, I do believe compassion is the answer to the problems that we're facing right now in our society. And it's also not easy. So this is a tough time. It's a very divisive United States, divisive United, unfortunately. And compassion is something that is a teachable skill that we can each use if we set that intention. So the way that we can practice compassion for people who have views that are different than ours is to realize how we are similar to them. So there's even research that shows that if you imagine someone that you find challenging eating your favorite vegetable, you are able to relate to them and have compassion and empathy for them when you wouldn't have been able to normally. So by recognizing another person as human like you and realizing, hey, this person just like me has ups and downs, they have struggles and stress, they want to be appreciated. When we see similarities with others, we're able to practice compassion for them. But we have to want to do that.
We're talking with Sarah Shire. She's the founder and executive director of Compassion It, and she will be Northwest Missouri State University's Fall Ploughhoff speaker, speaking next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Student Union. Sarah, one of the things that kind of jumped out to me on the press release for your speech next week was how you do seminars on burnout prevention. So this is kind of a two-pronged question. First, you know, what is burnout? And, you know, secondly, how can people prevent it without, I guess, revealing all the tips and tricks that you do give in your seminars?
Yeah, no problem. Well, a lot of folks experience burnout, especially in the healthcare industry right now, and our educators. And I'll be speaking with educators when I'm in Maryville soon. It's been a really hard year or so, year and a half. So when people are at work and they're noticing that they're not motivated or they're tired or they're not really energized to do work, they're easily irritated, maybe they don't want to go to work or they're feeling sick a lot, they could be facing burnout. So what we would encourage people to do is to practice self-compassion and recognize that they're struggling and they need to tend to their own needs. And we also would encourage organizations and institutions to create cultures of compassion at the workplace so that people feel that they're taken care of, because it shouldn't be on each individual to take care of themselves. We need to create environments where people feel cared for, even when they're dealing with these stressful moments.
I'm sure, just like my therapist, you'd probably recommend for people compassion, self-compassion, and understanding of others, something that needs to be done not only yearly, but monthly, weekly, daily. I mean, some might even say hourly, but it really seems like those things are very pertinent right now because of the pandemic that we still find ourselves in, as well as the continuing political polarization of the U.S., But my question kind of stems from the idea that those pertinent problems that are forcing us to do this will eventually go away. Eventually, the pandemic is going to come to an end, and the political cycle will eventually hit a point and change. So my question is, how do we keep that up when the problems that are making us face this go away?
Unfortunately, I don't think that these situations that we're facing right now are going to go away anytime soon. And I also think there's always something that's going to challenge us and that we're going to need compassion for. So I don't think there's ever going to be a time, I wish that there would be a time when it's a peaceful United States and world. I mean, we're facing climate change. We've got all kinds of stuff that we need to be, that we're worried about. So I don't think there's ever going to be a time when we don't need to practice these skills. And what's cool about compassion and self-compassion is that just like a muscle that when you go to the gym every day, it gets bigger and stronger, they are skills that the more you practice them, the stronger they become. So you can go to your compassion gym every day and practice self-compassion and compassion, and you're just going to get better and better at it. And you'll be able to face all of the challenging issues that we're dealing with right now.
Okay, those are all the questions that I have. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Sarah?
Well, I wish I had said in the beginning when you asked about compassionate, not only what our mission is and what we hope to do, but the way that we help inspire daily compassionate actions and attitudes is through compassion education training. So my teammate Burrell Poe and I lead trainings in workplaces, schools, correctional institutions, refugee camps, really anywhere we can. We are teaching compassion. And then we also have various tangible tools that help people remember to practice compassion every day. So the organization is Compassion It, making compassion a verb, just like you Google it or Nike's Just Do It. We want you to compassion it every day.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Once again, that is Sarah Shire, the founder and executive director of Compassion It. She will be at Northwest Missouri State University next week. She is the Fall Ploughhoff speaker. She will be at the Student Union talking at 7 p.m. next Tuesday. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.